All right, update on the, I don't have much voice left, but injuries, Omar Bolden had a left shoulder, left the game, did not return. Same with Noshawn Marino, right knee, he had a sprain, left the game, did not return. Any questions?
Coach, does it feel like this season is ending too soon?
Yeah, I think you always feel that way. Unless you're hoisting that Lombardi Trophy at the end, it's it's disappointing. So whether it's that game, this game, next week's game, that's been my experience. We had plenty of opportunities in this game. We came up short. I think turnovers led to 17 points. I think that was pretty key and critical, and has been all season, and will be moving forward. So, I told our guys they battled. They fought a very, experienced, tough team to come here on the road. Credit goes to them. I thought they did a superb job, even with some adversity and fighting back. And, we did too, but we just came up short. I think during timeouts, I don't know. It goes back away. I don't think there's any new rules that disallows that, but I don't know. I don't think that was the difference in the game. I'm with you.
Coach, what was the main thinking with 30 seconds left, a couple timeouts left to go ahead and down the ball?
You don't win, you get criticized on everything. And so that's par for the course. The thinking was, in 30 seconds, it's hard to go the length of the field, and some bad stuff can happen, as you saw at the end of the game with 30 seconds.
take us to what did you observe on Peyton's interception in overtime?
He was trying to make a play. I'm not going to be critical. I think there was a lot of different plays in that game that were costly. That's one of many. And, I'm sure he'd like to have it back, but that's not what cost us the game.
John, in the second and third quarter, you had a chance both times to extend the lead from one score to two scores.
Yep.
It felt like it was a tough day to gain any kind of momentum.
Yeah, I think, all the way to the, not to the very end, but almost the end of regulation, to be up 7, and, it's a pretty good situation to be in. We just came up short. I think, right before half, obviously that was a real turning point, was we had a chance to go up 10, didn't hit a field goal very well, and they got the ball back and had a big play. And I think, big plays were a big part of this game. I think a big reason why they were able to put up some of those scores with explosive passes.
What happened on the Jacoby Jones touchdown?
I think we just misplayed the ball. It wasn't a miscommunication. We had a guy there that, could have made the play, and they made the play instead.
It seemed like throughout the first half, Champ was getting beat by Torrey Smith quite a bit. Did you ever think of possibly switching Chris over to that side?
I think we made some adjustments. They ended up going to somebody else with Jacoby. Early on, Torrey Smith was problematic. It wasn't new. They usually exploited that to our left or their right. They did it, over the whole season, actually. We just, give them credit. They executed better than we did.
Was there supposed to be safety help on any of the passes?
I'm not going to get into who done it and who all that stuff. They just executed those plays better than we did.
In some ways, are you in shock that this happened?
There's no shock. You get the playoff season and, everybody's good. And, my hat's off to John Harbaugh and his staff, his players. They played well enough to win a tough game on the road. This is a tough place to play.
Coach, do you feel like the weather had any effect on anything at all here?
I mean, both teams had to deal with the weather. Both teams have to deal with everything. So, they were 3 points better than us tonight.
John, on the first pick off of Derek's hands, did you feel like he got hit before the ball went around?
I haven't seen the tape. You deal with a lot of things in these games to try to win. Weather was mentioned. A lot of different factors, and we had opportunities in that game to win it, and we just came up short.
Your last possession of regulation, third down, playing the clock there, or playing for the first down?
On third and one. I don't recall.
37 the run.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about in a 2-minute situation or 4-minute situation? Yeah, we were running the clock. Yeah. Pretty standard. As it worked out, it wasn't great. But yes, that was it.
You said that the interception by Peyton Manning in overtime didn't cost you
categorize how costly that play was?
Well, they had one. That's just, you know, the situation that ended it. I mean, it could have ended many times in earlier parts of the game, and it didn't.
How do you feel for Peyton? Great comeback season, all pro, but boom, it just ends with a butt like this. What are your emotions?
You know, it's there's only one winner at the end of this season. There's not a lot of happy campers because there's only one winner. Whether you're in that game, in next week's game, or in this game, it's very disappointing loss, just like it'll be for anybody next week or anybody in that final game. That's even more devastating. But the reality is we had a good season. We got to the Elite Eight. I would have liked to have seen or been that team to hoist that trophy, but we're not now. So as I told them, hold their head high. We had an excellent season. Somebody mentioned Peyton. We had a lot of guys have very good seasons. Walk out of here with your head high, and we had a good year, and we'll be back next year.
But you feel bad for Peyton when he spent so much, had a great season that ended so quickly?
I feel bad for everybody in there. You know, they all put a lot of energy and time and hard work, and, you know, some guys that couldn't even play today, in there on crutches. And so there was a lot that went into this, and I'm disappointed for all of them.